The Hope Humane Society Animal Shelter in Fort Smith is closing. The organization provided animal impoundment services for the city for a number of years. Hope Board Vice President Storm Nolan says the city's contract amounted to about $300,000 of the shelter's annual budget of $1 million. During contract renegotiations last month, the Humane Society requested the city pay $650,000 for their services, since most of the cats and dogs came from the Fort Smith Animal Control. Nolan says the city felt that was too high and decided to go in another direction. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek spoke with Storm Nolan about the closure on Friday. They began by talking about how the end of that contract has had an impact on the shelter's ability to remain open.
We took out a $500,000 loan with Bancorp South in order to build a new building last year that would house more dogs. At the time, we were bursting at the seams and needed space. That loan comes due mid-July, July 17th. And without a sustainable financial model in place, the bank is not willing to refinance that. And so they've indicated that they would start foreclosure proceedings come July 18th or thereabouts.
So how many dogs and cats are left to be adopted out at this point?
Last time I checked, we were down to one kitten and 237 dogs, which is way, way down from our maximum in the high 300s. I think at this point, we have all but 30-some-odd pit mixes accounted for as far as homes pledged, most of which are going by transport. And so we've got just a bunch of adorable dogs that are completely adoptable and would make great pets, and about 39 of them. So if any of your listeners are in need of a new pet or have room for a new dog in their family, this is a great time to help these cute and adorable dogs, you know, find their forever home.
Can you tell us more about the transports? Because it sounds like that was one way to get a lot of the animals at the Hope Humane Society out before the facility shuts down.
People ask, how are you able to transport so many out? Where are they going? You know, how are there communities out there that can take so many dogs? And the thing is, in almost every part of the country but the Southeast, where communities have implemented mandatory spay-neuter, they've implemented pet registration, they do not have a problem with stray animal population. So we're partnering with shelters all over the country, and including some in Canada, southern Canada, where their communities have such a small problem with stray animals that they have way excess capacity at their shelters. And these communities are in such need of adoptable dogs that a lot of these dogs that we send over are pledged to an adoptive family before they even show up in the community. So it's really amazing, but it's encouraging that, you know, once we get that culture shift here and that leadership shift, you know, we can be like that, to where we're not having to talk about this. This is not a problem that we're having to, you know, to spend time on because it's been addressed.
So the dogs left at the shelter are pit mixes. My understanding is they're just a little bit harder to transport out to other shelters.
So the pit mixes are harder. There are some communities out there where they're banned, but I can tell you personally, I have a pit mix that adopted us as a family, and it's been one of the best dogs we've had. You know, we don't adopt out animals that we feel are aggressive or too aggressive to, you know, to live with a family.
The Hope Humane Society became a no-kill shelter about 2 years ago, and what a no-kill shelter means is that the shelter has a 90% or higher live release rate. Some in the city of Fort Smith contend that the city should have been consulted in that decision before the Hope Humane Society went in that direction. What's your response to that?
That decision is solely up to Hope Humane Society board. Our board felt very strongly that going, you know, pledging to become a no-kill shelter was the right ethical thing to do. And looking at other communities like Rogers, Arkansas, they have implemented just common sense animal control ordinances. In implementing those reforms since 2010, they have become a a no-kill facility, and with over a 90% live release rate. In fact, it was in the high 90s last time I checked. So the point is, if our city were to have implemented common sense ordinances, it kind of rethought how the animal control officers worked as far as their goal of reuniting pets with the owners as opposed to getting them off the street and bringing them to shelter. No kill should have happened naturally. And Rogers has proven that that can be done.
So now the city of Fort Smith obviously has to figure out what to do with its stray animals. They started that last week when the board of directors voted to allow city administrator Carl Gefgen to go ahead with evaluations of some potential animal control programs. One organization that presented at that meeting was Kitties and Canines. So what are your thoughts on the city's plan so far on how to tackle this?
So Ramona Roberts and the K&K Kitties and Canines board, they're great people. They run a really good operation. My understanding that they haven't reached a financial agreement yet with the city, which of course is where things started to fall apart for us. So hopefully K&K can fill that gap temporarily. My one concern is, I used Rogers as an example earlier. Rogers has an animal services department, and under that department is animal control, the officers, and the shelter. And it's run by one person, a director of animal services. And what that does, it creates a culture of, as I said before, let's get these dogs back to their owners. I'm hoping that this arrangement with K&K, or even if the city decides to build and operate their own shelter, I hope we can follow in the footsteps of cities like Rogers that have done it really well, to where we're not resorting to euthanization as a solution.
The Hope Humane Society has been around since 1937. So, I mean, come July 17th, what happens to the organization? Does it cease existing along with the shelter?
Once we close down operations at our actual shelter, we hope to continue to be advocates for just common sense pet welfare in our community. And we'll continue to advocate for the proposed ordinances. We'll continue to advocate for animal control, that where the goal is to get the dog back to its owner. And of course, we will be eyes and ears looking at how the city handles their own sheltering, or even if it ends up being a Kitties and Canines, which we know that they're great operators and they're not going to resort to euthanizing adoptable dogs. But our bigger concern is if the city does take over sheltering, that they're doing it in a humane way.
Well, thank you for catching us up, and hopefully the organization survives in one way or another.
I appreciate that. No, thank you, Susanna.
That was Hope Humane Society Board Vice President Storm Nolan speaking with Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek. The shelter will close July 17th, and they still have several dozen dogs left that can be adopted.